broadcasting from the Morton studio today. Our topic is fixing low soil pH. It's a big, big deal out in the field. If you've been pulling soil samples last fall or this spring on your farm and find your pH lower than you would like it, or lower than, and by our standards, 6.2, 6.3, if you're below that, depending on what crop you're raising. There are some crops that like an even lower pH than that. But if you're raising corn, soybeans, wheat, some of these primary crops, large acre crops, we want that pH to be a little higher, and it's definitely going to pay you to do that. Let's get to our phone lines here. We got Eric Moore with us with Soil Warrior. Eric, how are you doing today?
Very good. How are you, gentlemen?
We are doing quite well because a lot of our painful fixes in our low soil pH have already been made. We got the lime out there. We got things working for us. And for the most part, we've got pH moderated in just about every spot of the field. But unfortunately, that's not the case for a lot of guys. They're finding they've got a low pH. What do you see with low soil pH? And then specifically around strip till applications, do you like getting the lime out before you do the tillage? Or how do you like to approach that?
I do. You know, I think that's a great way to do that, because if we just broadcast that on top of the surface and we don't get some incorporation, we don't really get the full effect of altering that pH where our nutrients are placed and where our root mass grows. So if we can make that, if we're going to make that broadcast liming application, I like to do that ahead of our strip till operation so that we do get some incorporation through that strip till machine. Maybe it's only in that 10-inch wide or 12-inch wide strip. But as we do that year over year, we get some incorporation. We can alter that pH throughout that profile.
Yeah, that's been exactly my strategy. I utilize a lot of strip tillage on my ground. And yeah, over time, you're going to get it all tilled in. It's just going to work faster for you. So for the no-till guys that are listening today, lime will still work for you in low soil pH. It's just going to take a little bit of time. So hopefully you can get it done in the fall so you can get a little bit of moisture on it. Now, when you're looking at some of these low soil pH issues and tie-up, what kind of recommendations do you have, Eric, as your growers are getting out there this spring?
You know, really, that's where something if the growers are really concerned about, one, in low pH soils, nutrient tie-up, we like to get that lime application made as soon as we can so we have more time for it to affect that pH. The other thing is not so much even nutrient tie-ups as is toxicity. I had a situation a few years ago where I got called out on some corn that was really ugly looking, some stacked internodes, and the soil pH was a 4.7. And in that situation, we really needed time and application to get that soil altered. In that grower's case, it was rented ground. So he didn't have a landlord that would share in the cost of altering that pH. What he decided to do was to apply pelletized lime in that strip with a strip till machine just to get that crop response in that zone, make those nutrients, one, reduce the toxicity of aluminum, iron, magnesium in that very, very low situation. Low pH situation, and then also to spread the cost of that out over a few years' time so we could alter the pH in that strip, move 15 inch over, alter the pH in that strip. And generally with pelletized lime versus ag lime, there's a greater efficiency. It doesn't take as much in those applications as well.
Yeah, guys get confused because we talk about the small particle size changing things faster, but in pelletized lime, it actually has a very small particle size, just needs a little moisture to break those pellets down once they get out in the soil, and they
exactly.
Do break up and really turn things quickly. How about with some of the irrigated ground? As you run west, you get in Colorado, Wyoming, western Nebraska, you see a lot of irrigated ground out there. Some of that water's got a lot of sulfur or different things in it. Do you find any issues with soil pH with the irrigated water, and is it mainly high pH, or do you see some low pH issues too?
Generally out west, there's a lot of limestone in the soil, so a lot of times we get high pH environments, and those are really more difficult to manage than a low pH environment. If we've made a lot of nitrogen applications for decades and decades, then that can draw down that soil pH, especially in some very sandy soils. We've run into sandy soils with years of production that soil pH has dropped considerably. That's where some limestone applications or some that liming has really helped the productivity of that, just to make sure that the nutrients we apply, those other nutrients, are available to the plant and we get the response we need to.
Well, hopefully for growers who haven't done any liming and have been suffering from some low pHs, get inspired today to give it a shot, even if it's something they haven't done before. Certainly a lot of guys that are making it work. Been talking with Eric Moore with Soil Warrior. Eric, thank you so much. Really appreciate having you on.
Well, thank you, guys.
Got Ernie Newquist.